This is Sarah.
And Brian.
We are at Kinney Drugs in Canton, New York to ask customers how they feel about the price of prescription drugs. How do you feel about the price of prescription drugs?
I feel that there's a discrepancy among those who need them and those who can afford them.
Why do you think they cost so much?
Well, they say it's because of all the research that goes into the development of the drugs. However, I think it's because the drug companies wish to get rich.
How do you feel about the price of prescription drugs?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I have a prescription card. I pay $10 regardless what it is. But I also get to see how much it would cost if I didn't have that. And I think it's borderline outrageous. Can't blame the senior citizens for getting their bus trips together and going across to get them. I know a lot of money goes into research on all these drugs, but I think a lot of money's going somewhere else.
I'm here with Dr. Martin Walker, organic professor at SUNY Potsdam. Dr. Walker, can you tell me the reason for high prices of prescription drugs?
Okay, the principal reason, I would say, is the high cost of developing a drug and the high risk associated with that development. It costs hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars to develop a modern drug, because modern drugs are very sophisticated and complex molecules. And that involves a huge investment up front, which you don't know until it's past trials and being approved whether it's going to actually work. When you do get a successful drug, you want to really capitalize on it. You're going to capitalize it, obviously, in the countries where people can afford to pay the most. And so the US is going to be a prime candidate for recovering that development money. I would also like to point out, though, that companies like Glaxo have done excellent schemes where they're providing low-cost drugs for the third world.